President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
Fireball.
Maybe it was fireball.
Could he hit a fireball shot or no?
This is Brewers 360.
Sure, why not? Uke used to do it all the time, so why not?
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. And joining us now, Brewers President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold. Morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Boy, what a lesson in how quickly things can turn. We scored 22 runs on Tuesday night. Could have used a few more, although crew made it close.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, obviously, you know, the baseball is such a humbling sport, and so you can't peacock too often in our sport. You really can't. And you know, that was a good lesson for us last night, obviously. But I'll tell you what, the guys really stayed in that game, and we had some chances to come back, but unfortunately came up on the short end of the stick. But, yeah, what a fun night the night before. I mean, putting up 22 and Gary Sanchez finishing. He said he was down yesterday, so he wasn't able to pitch yesterday.
He was not available after pitching a scoreless ninth the night before. Yeah, I got you.
he was referring to himself as Gary Ohtani. So anyway, no. That was a ton of fun a couple nights ago.
Is there something you could do about that in the future? Will the league actually consider like the position players having to pitch scenario? Because it does get kind of wonky watching the slow pitching and all of that.
It is. I mean, I think actually our fans at the game loved it. I mean, they were chanting Gary, and I mean, they were all into it, and it is kind of fun for the fans. You know, just it obviously depends on which side of that you're on, you
sure.
know, but, you know, the main thing in that situation is just when the game is so out of hand, just to protect the other arms and not have to get guys hot and save them for the next day.
Okay, right. Be honest. Was there a point Tuesday night where you're like, this is great, guys, but it's late? Like, can we just ground out to the pitcher a couple times and get out of here?
Not really.
No. Enjoy everyone.
No, it's but yeah, we've been on the wrong side of those, and they're certainly tough. But yeah, that was a fun one.
So Dustin May struggled a bit last night. Before you get going today, does with the pitching situation, how does it go? Are you guys still doing a six-man rotation? Is that still how your guys are moving forward?
Yeah, kind of working through different combinations, honestly. Like right now, you know, we're working on a bunch of different things, and you know, Drouin's still going to make a handful of starts, and we'll start to see kind of where that looks like for him. But you know, look, I mean, for the most part, the guys have been really good. I mean, May had a tough one yesterday, but was outstanding in San Diego, and so all the guys. I mean, Logan Henderson has been fantastic. Kyle Harrison the day before that, you know, was great. So it's just, you know, you've had a lot of guys that are doing really well. And so we want to be cautious with all of them and protect them. And then, you know, by having the additional, bullpen arm, you know, it protects the rest of that group as well when you go down to the five-man rotation. So still in the process of working through that.
Schedule gets a little weird as we come into the weekend, Matt. We got afternoon baseball today and a rare, 3:10 first pitch on Friday. Saturday then is a getaway day as well as you head out to Williamsport. Wanted to ask your thoughts on what's going to happen with the Little League World Series and the opportunities that our guys, our players, and Murph and his crew are going to have to interact with these Little Leaguers who are having their World Series.
Yeah, it's really cool. My son was fortunate to be a part of that. You know, the U13s, the U14s, the last couple of years in the World Series, and it's just a great experience for these kids, and for them to be actually around the big leaguers like that is really cool. So that's going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be a long trip for us because we're actually going to fly to New York and then fly out the next morning to Williamsport and just do it all in one day. But you know, the guys are excited because it is a fun thing, and it makes you feel like a kid when you're out there. And I think that's going to be great. And obviously the next 2 days being day games, I hope everybody has a chance to come out and see us as well.
You going to be able to like tour the Little League Museum or do any of the fun sites?
Yeah, Eric found out there's a Little League Museum.
The World of Little League Museum, it's called. It's got exhibits and everything.
I don't really know. I know it's jam-packed. I know we have a lot of stuff planned. I think, you know, again, we're we're flying to New York and then getting up early and then flying back to Williamsport on Sunday morning. So it's going to be packed. So I'll let you know if we're able to make it in there.
Eric and I have some ideas. See, now I thought it was Little League Hall of Fame, which I thought was a bit over the top. Again, they're children. But if there were they do have like a Hall of Excellence, right?
Yeah, there's a Hall of Excellence. There's some exhibits. There's education tours. So it's got all of the things.
We thought we would create a wing if you had a Hall of Excellence or fame or whatever you call it. You have to have a parents' wing because it's Little League. And you would have the busts of various parents who've been nominated. You could have, and they would go in under their kid's name. So you wouldn't go under your actual name. It would be Brock's dad. And then there he is. There's his bust. And, you know, Brock's dad went 137 and 32 in 14 seasons as his son's coach. So he's in the hall.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I like that. I will ask about that.
Yeah, we've workshopped this.
Yeah. I mean, I'll see if we can do something like that. I mean, it might be fun to see if you had adults apply, you know, pulled something like their application together for their credentials on the Little League Hall of Fame. Like, hey, had a pretty good career. You know, Whitefish Bay Little League, you know, something like that back in the day. I don't know. See if parents could dust off their stats and see what that looks like. I don't know.
Tanner's mom was really good with the food after the snacks.
She was snack mom for seven seasons.
Yeah.
And then
leader.
She put 237,000 miles on her 2011 Chrysler Town and Country. And they actually, when you visit the hall, Matt, they have that actual van. It's that you can sit in the van.
Sit in the van, right? These applications would be incredible. Yeah, I'm very on board with that. Yeah.
It's afternoon baseball out at American Family Field. Brewers and Mariners in the rubber game today. Thanks, Matt.
See you, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Don't forget to tell them our ideas.
Of course.
Okay. 10 minutes to 9.